Welcome back to another deep dive. Today, we're attempting a bit of a specific experiment.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at the intersection of two very different types of software to solve a problem that I think every modern business has, whether they admit it or not.
And what problem is that?
We're calling it the knowledge trap.
The knowledge trap. It sounds ominous.
It feels ominous when you look at the numbers.
Sure.
So on one side of the ring, we have a CES team. They're a real heavy hitter in the employee performance space.
Right. Cloud-based, project profitability, all that.
Exactly. Really robust stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, we have Auto Content API, which is this, you know, infrastructure-level tool designed to automate media production.
Right. And the reason we're pairing them is that a CES team represents that classic expertise-rich company. They have the knowledge, they have the data. Auto Content.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the distribution engine.
And those two things are usually completely disconnected in a business. Exactly. So the mission for this deep dive is to figure out how a company like a CES team, which, you know, relies so heavily on educating its users about complex topics like 360-degree feedback, can use an API-first approach to radically scale that education.
And without hiring a massive media team.
Yes. It's a fascinating case study because it moves us away from thinking of generative AI as like a toy and toward content transformation as a real business strategy.
A core strategy, yeah.
I want to start with the raw material here because for any of this automation to work, you need something to automate. So when we look at a CES team, what are we actually working with?
We're working with a lot of density. The CES team isn't selling a simple widget, you know. They are selling a whole management philosophy wrapped in software.
Okay.
I spent some time going through their knowledge base, their blog archives, and it is incredibly detailed.
Give us a flavor of what's in there.
So they have these deep analytical case studies. There's one that really caught my eye. Case study. Empowering a municipal utility workforce.
Sounds a little dry.
It sounds dry, but the content is actually gold for a very specific audience. It details how a utility company used mobile timesheets to track field workers and, you know, improve efficiency.
Okay, so that's a perfect example. If I run a utility company, that is exactly what I need to read. But here's the friction point.
What's that?
I'm running a utility company. I'm probably in a truck or on a site or in back-to-back meetings. The odds of me sitting down at a desktop to read a 2,000-word PDF are, well, they're slim to none.
Precisely. And that is the knowledge trap. A CES team has the answer to this person's problem, but the format, the long-form text, is a huge barrier.
I see.
They also have articles like how an IT services firm improved margins and performance review software essentials for 2026, high-value assets, but they demand, you know, high-friction consumption.
So the challenge isn't we need new ideas. The challenge is we need these ideas to be consumable.
Right. It's all about mental availability. You need to be available in the format the user can actually consume at that moment. And for a manager on the go, that is rarely text.
It's audio. It's video.
Exactly. Which brings us to the production bottleneck. Because traditionally, if a CES team wanted to turn that municipal utility case study into a podcast or a video, that's a massive project.
Oh, the economics are brutal.
Brutal. To do it right, to hire voice actors, book a studio, get an audio engineer, maybe a video editor, you are easily looking at $2,000, $3,000, maybe $4,000 per asset.
And weeks of turnaround time.
Weeks. So they just don't do it.
They write the blog post, tweet it once, and hope for the best.
Yep. That's the trap.
Okay, so this is where we plug in Auto Content API. And I want to be clear here, we aren't talking about ChatGPT writing a generic blog post. We are talking about content transformation.
It's a crucial distinction.
Walk me through the mechanics. How does this API change the equation for a CES team?
The core concept here is, well, you could think of it as a Notebook LM API alternative. You might have seen Google's Notebook LM, where you upload a doc and chat with it. Auto Content is the enterprise API first version of that idea.
When you say API first, what does that actually look like for the marketing team at a CES team? Are they logging into some dashboard?
Ideally, no. That's the beauty of it. They could set up a workflow, maybe using something like Zapier or Make.com, where the moment they hit publish on their WordPress blog.
For that IT services margins case study, for instance.
For that case study, yeah. The URL is automatically sent to the Auto Content API.
So it's a trigger.
It's a trigger. The API digests the text. It understands the structure, the intro, the problem, the solution, the data points. And then it hits the podcast generator endpoint.
No, I have to play devil's advocate here. We've all heard text-to-speech before. And it usually sounds like a GPS navigation voice reading a Wikipedia article. Is that what we're talking about?
No, no, and that's the key. That old tech was one voice reading. The new standard, which AutoContent uses, is advanced voice engineering with multi-speaker dialogue.
So it creates a script for two hosts. Like us.
Exactly like us, who discuss the content, they can banter, they can interrupt each other.
They have different intonations.
Distinct personalities, even. One might play the skeptic, the other the expert. It transforms a boring monologue into an actual conversation.
Okay, so let's visualize the end user then. I'm that HR director. I subscribe to the Assess Team newsletter, but I never open it because I'm just too busy.
Right. But now, Assess Team has a private podcast feed. You subscribe to that once. Now you're driving to work, your phone connects to the car.
And instead of the news, I'm hearing a 10-minute lively breakdown of how to handle negative feedback in 2026 based entirely on their latest white paper.
Exactly. And because it's a conversation, you're actually retaining the information. It turns your commute into professional development.
You've moved from the read later pile, which is where content goes to die, to the listen now habit.
Yes. And for Assess Team, the cost to produce that episode wasn't $2,000. It was probably a few dollars in API credits.
That scalability is impressive. But audio is only one slice of the pie. When I look at Assess Team's site, a lot of what they do is very visual.
Very visual, yeah.
They have these real-time project profitability dashboards and complex timesheet interfaces. You can't explain a dashboard on a podcast.
You can't, no. And this is where the explainer video endpoint comes in.
Yeah.
This is probably the hardest thing for companies to scale. Video production is even more expensive than audio.
Oh, much more. You need footage, motion graphics.
Everything. So AutoContent has an endpoint specifically for this. Assess Team could feed the API their documentation pages. Let's say the page on how to configure result areas.
And the API doesn't just read the text.
No, it looks for the steps. It creates a presenter video. You get an AI avatar professional looking, dressed appropriately, standing in front of a backdrop that matches Assess Team's branding.
Wow, so it generates the script, syncs the lip movements, adds subtitles, the whole thing.
The whole thing. And it can even pull in relevant visual cues or bullet points on screen.
So essentially, they could automate their entire help center.
That's the strategic play. Assess Team prides itself on ease of use. But we all know users get stuck. Instead of reading a 12-step text manual, the user clicks a button and gets a 60-second video of a friendly avatar walking them through it.
That would cause a massive deflection in support tickets, wouldn't it?
Huge. And it just improves user satisfaction. People want to be shown, not told.
You know, there's another marketing angle here that's interesting. The rise of these faceless channels on TikTok and YouTube Shorts.
Just endless streams of vertical video tips.
Yeah, and the algorithms want volume. They want you posting 3 times a day. Assess Team can't put their chief marketing officer in front of a ring light 3 times a day.
No executive has time for that.
But the API does.
The API does. Mm. They could take their archive of 500 blog posts, run them through the vertical video endpoint, and generate a year's worth of daily TikTok content.
HR tip of the day, management myth of the week.
And these are all derived directly from their own trusted source material, so the risk of, hallucination is very low. It's grounded in their knowledge base.
Just repackaging the format for the platform where the attention is.
Exactly.
I want to zoom out a bit. We've talked about audio and video, but one of the things Assess Team highlights is that they are trusted by businesses worldwide.
Right. Global reach is a key part of their value proposition.
But here's the problem I always see with global software. The interface might be in Spanish, but the marketing, the blog, the podcast, it's almost always stuck in English.
It's the localization gap. It is just too expensive to maintain a media team in 5 different countries. You might translate the text of the blog.
With Google Translate or something.
Yeah, but you lose all the nuance and you definitely don't have a Spanish podcast.
Until now.
Until now. AutoContent API supports something like, I think it's over 50 languages. But we have to be careful not to understate what support means here.
It's not just swapping words.
It's not just swapping words. If Assess Team publishes that update on AI-driven performance management in English, the API can simultaneously generate the Spanish, German, French, and Hindi versions.
And for the audio.
For the audio, it resynthesizes the voice. It handles the cadence and intonation that's actually appropriate for that language.
So the Spanish podcast sounds like it was natively recorded in Madrid or Mexico City, not like an American robot trying to speak Spanish.
That's the goal. It creates what you could call omnichannel ubiquity. A manager in Mumbai gets the Hindi version of the update at the exact same moment the manager in New York gets the English one.
That feels like a massive competitive advantage. You're effectively appearing as a local player in every market without the overhead.
It multiplies your total addressable market, your TAM, overnight. You are removing language as a barrier to entry for your content.
Let's get into the plumbing a little bit. We mentioned triggers earlier. Assess team lists integrations with Google Workspace, Office 365, Zapier. How does auto content fit into that ecosystem?
Well, auto content is API first. It doesn't want you to log into its website. It wants to live in your code. This allows for what I call reaction loops.
Reaction loops. Okay, give me a concrete example of that in action for Assess Team.
Okay. Let's say Assess Team wants to be the absolute first authority on labor law changes.
A tough thing to do.
Very tough. They could set up a system where if a trusted legal news source publishes an article about, say, new overtime rules for 2026, a webhook fires.
So the news hits the wire and the system wakes up.
The system wakes up. It sends that news text to the auto content deep research endpoint, which we'll get to, summarizes the impact for Assess Team's users, and then automatically scripts and generates a market alert video.
And this happens without a human involved.
It could. Or it could draft it and send it to the marketing director's Slack for a one-click approval. But the speed. You are publishing a high-quality video analysis on LinkedIn within 15 minutes of the news breaking.
That kind of speed is just impossible with a traditional creative team.
You'd still be waiting for the video editor to open Adobe Premiere. You completely beat the news cycle.
There's another feature I saw called voice cloning. Now, this can be a bit of a touchy subject.
People worry about deepfakes.
Right. But is there a legitimate business use case here for Assess Team?
There is, and it solves what I call the CEO paradox. Clients and customers always want to hear from the leader. They want that personal connection. But the CEO is the busiest person in the company.
They can't be recording personalized updates for every single client.
Right. So with voice cloning, the CEO records a set of training data, maybe reading a few paragraphs just once. The API creates a high fidelity model of their voice.
Okay. And then?
Now imagine Assess Team system runs a weekly report for a client. It sees their project profitability has gone up by 15%. Instead of just sending a PDF chart, the API generates a short audio clip in the CEO's voice.
Saying what?
Something like, hey, I noticed your profitability is up 15% this week. Great work on the new project. And it's sent to the client as a voice note.
That's interesting. On one hand, it's automated. On the other hand, it feels incredibly high touch. It's personalization at scale.
Exactly. As long as it's disclosed, you know, here's an AI update from our CEO. It's a powerful tool for retention. It makes the customer feel seen.
I want to circle back to something you mentioned, deep research, because so far we've talked about transforming existing content, but you're suggesting the API can actually help create the content strategy.
Yes. This is where we move from repurposing to curating. The deep research endpoint is designed to go out and scan external sources.
So Assess Team could use this to find out what to write about in the first place.
Or to become a media company in their own right. Assess Team focuses on data-driven decisions. Imagine they set up a recurring task. Every Tuesday, scan the top 20 HR publications and journals for new studies on employee engagement.
And the API does the reading.
It reads the studies, it extracts the key stats, and it synthesizes them into a briefing document. But then it takes that briefing document and feeds it into the podcast generator.
So you get a weekly HR Science News podcast.
Fully automated. And it's not just fluff. It's based on actual new research that the API went out and found. This positions Assess Team not just as a software vendor, but as the primary source of truth for the entire industry.
That is a very sticky position to be in. If I'm listening to your news every week, I'm probably going to keep paying for your software.
That's the strategy. You capture the attention, and the software subscription follows.
We've covered a lot of ground here, from transforming blog posts into commute-friendly podcasts, to automating video support, to global localization. When we look at Assess Team and Auto Content API together, what is the big picture takeaway for you?
The takeaway for me is that we are in an economy of content saturation. There is just too much noise. The winner in the software space isn't necessarily the one with the best features.
Although Assess Team seems to have that covered.
Right. The winner is the one with the best mental availability.
Being there when the user is ready to listen.
Exactly. If Assess Team can use auto content to be present in their customers' ears during a drive, in their eyes on a TikTok feed, and in their inbox with a personalized video, they're occupying space that their competitors simply aren't.
And they are doing it for cents on the dollar.
That's the key.
Yeah.
It's an asymmetric advantage. They are deploying a media empire with the headcount of a small software startup.
I want to leave our listeners with a final something to chew on. We talked about real-time feedback. Assess Team tracks productivity data in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And auto content generates audio in real time.
I think I see where you're going with this.
Imagine a world where that feedback loop is instantaneous. An employee submits a timesheet. The system analyzes it, sees they missed a goal. Instantly, a private AI-generated audio coaching session appears in their app.
Not a red text alert.
No, a supportive voice guiding them on how to fix it right in that moment.
That is the holy grail of management. Real-time, personalized, audio-based coaching for every single employee all at the same time.
It sounds like science fiction, but the pieces are all sitting right there in the API documentation.
It's not fiction. It's just an integration waiting to happen.
A fascinating possibility. Thanks for unpacking this with us.
Always a pleasure.
And for everyone listening, we'll see you on the next deep dive. Stay curious.